Mr. Peace, apology, I don't see, but he phoned. He phoned, and Mrs. Weber also phoned. So it's six apologies all in all. And, okay, the apologies are from Mr. Mkonki, who is not going to be with us attending to the meeting due to other commitments. Mr. Anthony, who is with Public Works on oversight. Mr. Mzondeki, who will be unable to be with us today. Still attending urgent matters in his constituency. Mr. Maduma, who cannot be with us. And with Mr. Maduma, if you have looked at today's ATC, he's been removed officially from this. But I think he will be informed. And yeah, those are our apologies. And now, because of the number of apologies we have, we are going to reschedule today's agenda. We are supposed to adopt the minutes, and we've got quite a number of sets, number of minutes. We've got eight sets of minutes. Now, this will give us a chance for those who haven't gone through the minutes to go through them. Then that will be adopted sometime next week when we have a quorum. That is the only thing that needs a quorum. Otherwise, another item is to prepare for the coming workshops. You remember we've got a long-standing workshop with the department, and that we are going to be getting, we are going to circulate copies of legislation to yourselves to look at that, to get ready for that workshop. And also, we should be talking about the workshop on the discrimination at work place. That also we need to prepare. We prepare for it. Now, members, I wanted you to get the program, but because we couldn't finalize that, which has been rescheduled, the committee program, because of some reasons, because of the program of Parliament, we had to change some of the things. If you remember well, we should have started yesterday. This meeting is supposed to be yesterday. But as you know, that Mondays are meant for constituency work. Most of members couldn't come. We also get a number of apologies. But once, really, members, I want to plead with you that once you've got the committee program, can we really stick to it? Because we want to push. There are so many things that we have to really go through. And we made an application for some Mondays and Wednesdays, which are not our committee meetings. And that has been approved. So I would want to urge with you to please to honor those dates. You are going to be getting the program, committee program, and can you please try and prioritize that, because we want to push some of the things. Like the visits, we're supposed to have visited maybe the MEDLEG, CCMA, also the ITZELA. But because of the program of Parliament, we couldn't. Now, I want you members maybe to let's talk about the two workshops if you want to come up with suggestions. But in preparation for those workshops, we know that we do have to inform some people like the researchers, parliamentary researchers, to get ready for that workshop, especially the public hearing. The public hearing on that discrimination at work. Mam Kis?
Chairperson, before you could go on your workshop, arising from your comments made earlier in respect of taking the committee serious when we received the notice and also the quorum, I have a few concerns whether we could take it up with the committee section in respect of setting up oversight and committees at the same time. You will find that the smaller parties are serving on various committees, and at the same time they have to be on oversight. I have foregone my oversight visit on the social development to be here today, but it can't happen all the time. So I think we should be raising our concerns. The committee chairs should be raising the concerns in respect of not getting our meeting corrected. And furthermore, the business that we want to discuss gets postponed, and there is a delay in these matters. So if we come to the constituency period where there is oversight and where there is committees, if there could be like, it's only a suggestion, it could be like a week oversight and no committees, and a week committees and no oversight. So you have all your people here who are either on the oversight. So even the oversight is not corrected as it's supposed to be. And committees are not corrected as it's supposed to be. So I don't know whether there should be right that we take up this matter to the committee section and say, please try and reorganize these visits, oversight and committees. Thank you, Chipper.
Thank you, Mam Kis. That is noted, really, and this has been really raised to program committee. I don't know, something is just wrong.
Sure, thanks very much. I want to rise on three issues. The first issue, Chair, is also on the committee side. The manner in which we are informed about the meeting. We used to be informed by the meeting using SMS. That has diminished, Chair. It's no longer happening. If members of this committee, full-time members, I'm rising on the point that I'm an alternate member. I would imagine if, Chair, the alternate members, all of them, they were not in this meeting, what could have happened? That is point number one. And I'm saying the committee section must take that point very serious. It's point number one. Second point, Chair, the issue around members of this committee, not alternate members, members who must be in this committee, who are not here now today. Some of them, they have gone to oversight. I just want to check also whether those committees that they have gone out to, on the oversight, are they belonging to this committee as full-time members and that committee that they have went on oversight with? That is another issue. The last issue, Chairperson, I want us to be very principled on the issue of this meeting, that after apologies have been read, there are other members who I know, they belong to this committee, full-time members of this committee. The apologies has not been read. Now, I just want to, maybe we will take that up in our study group as ANC. But I'm saying, Chair, really, the manner in which let me say, other comrades are behaving, they can't be left unchallenged. I just want to raise that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dr. Mukhati. Members, I'm happy that you people are raising this, because I've been pleading with members, and to me it is really, it's like members are ill-disciplined. There is only one member who is full-time to two committees, Comrade Anthony. He's a full-time on public works and on this. And we've been raising this, that it should be corrected, because now everybody is informed that you have to prioritize your committee. Now, in that, in his situation, really, there's nothing that I can do. But that will be taken up with WIPARI, and also with, especially the ANC members, that will be taken up at the study group. And it's not only ANC members. There are members of this committee who are full-time members. Some have never pitched, but they've been sending apologies. Mr. Gore is a full-time member. But I understand that really minority parties do have so many committees, and they have to prioritize. But it's unfair for this committee, because we want to deal with so many issues and we can't. And some meetings, if we don't form a quorum, we can't move. So indeed, for the full-time members who fail to submit their apologies, that will be taken up. And the other issue of Mr. Mukhale, of being informed. Everybody is being informed the same way, being a full-time or maybe an alternate, because people like yourself being an alternate is a regular attendant of the committee, really. So there can't be any discrimination. It's only that when we are on recess, sometimes it's a bit difficult to reach you. But the issue of SMSs, I think you are quite right. That has to be a regular thing. That will be corrected if you haven't been getting the information. It's very important so that you can prioritize where you are at the constituency. I don't know if are we through with that, so that we can discuss the two workshops. Yes,
Madam Chair, just to add my voice of support to the other two members who spoke earlier. We have to be disciplined as a committee, and as individual members, we have to start on time, we have to keep to the schedule, and I fully support both the other two members who spoke on this matter.
No, definitely, let off the time, please. We are adults. I mean, we can't be after each and every member. We've got to be in time, so that whenever, even if you ask to be released, but if you were in time, really, I mean, we can't prolong a meeting if there are no issues. Like today's meeting, I thought, no, let's come and talk about these days and go and get ready. And from committee section, we'll prepare the people who are supposed to be there when preparing for this, especially the public hearing, because we are going to have a meeting for a preparation of that workshop. But let me, I'm sure you all have the parliament program, this parliamentary program framework. You look at the date. And as I said, you are going to be getting the committee program. You will see that we have tried to skip some of according to the initial program, we have tried to align ourselves with the program of parliament, because we are going to have women's parliament on the 28th and 29th. Now, the date of the 28th affects us. That has to be considered, because we don't have a report yet who are going to be involved. Maybe it's not going to be all of us on Women's Parliament to be involved. Maybe we can use that date. So it's going to be the 28th and 29th, and we are going to have People's Assembly on the 17th and up to the 19th of September. We have tried to reschedule the dates also. Now, the public hearings, or maybe let me start with the workshop. The workshop is going to be the workshop with the department where we are going to be workshop on some legislations. It's going to be on the 7th of August. The 7th of August. If we can just diarize that, we should get ready for that. And then the other one is about the public hearing. I'm trying to get my program here. But let me just give you the date. Now, the public hearing will be in September. It will be in September. If you can please try and shift everything and concentrate on that, because really we want that public hearing to have an impact, because really it's a serious to us. It will be a milestone of a committee, really. It will be the 4th, the 5th, the 11th, and the 12th of September. So it will be Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Some of you will be affected by the Wednesdays, but if you could really please try and prioritize, or they choose on Tuesdays, we should try and be there. The Tuesday, the 4th will be the Tuesday, 1st Wednesday, the 11th will be on Tuesday, the 12th on 11th will be on Tuesday, the 12th on Wednesday. So I know that Tuesdays will be well attended, but Wednesdays some of you may have maybe important issues from other committees. Now, on the public hearing, as you know that we have invited some stakeholders, most of them, and union federations. We have invited COSATU, NAFTU, FEDUSA, Solidarity Union, and we have also invited the Business Unity of South Africa, the Disabled People of South Africa, Human Rights Commission, and also Commission on Gender Equity. So far, it is only, and the BMF, it is only those who have already responded. It's a BMF. They are going to have an oral submission. A Commission on Gender Equality, they have asked for an extension. Also, COSATU and Solidarity. So I'm sure by next week they will be, or towards the end of this week, they will submit their oral submission. Now, we, and the closing date for submission will be the 24th. Where is it? We said that the 24th of August will be the closing date for submissions. We should also maybe inform our constituencies about this. We'll because we are going to have a date where we'll be dealing with written submissions to say how do we prioritize, how do we deal with it. And of course, I think we are going to have an advert on national newspapers, also an advert, we will ask the chief whip to send an advert to our constituency offices for that. And community radios also. So we definitely are going to prepare for that. That is why we have really set the date for September before going for the next recess. I don't know, members, if we have anything to add on that, or any advice on how should we deal with the public hearing. What else can we bring in?
Yes. Really, just a question for information. Will we receive that program in a written form? Will it be distributed to all of us?
Mom, please.
I say great minds think alike. I was just going to say that a person whether we can be informed and given the schedule of all what is going to happen. Thank you.
Yeah, I think this afternoon or tomorrow in your pigeonhole because it's there already. I think it will be this afternoon in your pigeonhole. And Mrs. Freya, we are still waiting for the letter from your chief whip's office, a written information about your membership in the committee, because the committee section hasn't received that yet, so that your name can be officially put on the list. We still have Mrs. Weber and Mr. Lowe, though you have reported about that. So on the advert, is that okay? Is that enough what I said to yourself about information outside? I think for September we still have enough time, and during our preparation for that, we can also think of something. And I must say a person from Commission on Employment Equity will be there on all these 4 days. Mr. Jimmy Mani will maybe himself or some will send somebody to be there to listen to the submissions on the 4 days. Members,
Chair, can I just add that, you know, when one listens to debates nowadays, particularly on the issues of discrimination, yesterday I was listening to a debate on SAFM around the discrimination in OVS, University of Free State. This is a very sensitive matter, and it needs extensive the advertisement. I would also propose that maybe you must check the slot whereby you will be interviewed in radios and also in TV, if possible in radios, particularly SAFM, because this issue of discrimination, Chair, it is like it's not properly placed. Some other people understand it, some other people turn it around, some other people put the way they think it's correct to put it. So I think it will be very, very correct, Chair, when extensive publicity will be made, including your interviews and all that. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. I had that on my note, but I didn't just report it, because definitely that will happen, more especially after now there is this standing agreement with Parliament that SABC will be interviewing chairpersons on their issues. So that after seeing the advert, hopefully all of them would want to know about it. So it will definitely be done. Thanks. Mam, please.
Chairperson, I wonder if it could be possible that this committee be given the stats of employment in the country, whether it is increasing or decreasing. Why I'm asking this, Chairperson, because recently the papers have been saying a lot about the brain drain on the country and the import of various professions coming into the country. We want to know, Chairperson, whether there is an improvement in employment and how are the industries doing. If this can be given to us, we could take it up into our constituency and get the proper answers to the questions that's arising from the grassroots level. So if you could request that and it can be forwarded to us, we'll highly appreciate it. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. Okay, Mam Kishta. That can be arranged, or even with the CEO, the Chairperson, Mr. Jimmy Manye. Maybe during our preparations also, he can be invited before the public hearings to talk about those things, to get more information on that. Tony, anything from the minister's office? Or I'm sure that the information will be taken to him also, if he also wants to say something on around that. Yeah, members, as I said, this was going to be a very short meeting because really we can't adopt those minutes, and they have to be adopted. We don't want to pile minutes of the committee for a long time. But next week, I'm hoping that next week we are going to have a quorum. Because now, our next week, it will be the 7th. It will be already that workshop. It will be already the workshop with the department on Tuesday at 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock. And then the following day will be the continuation of that workshop. So it's going to be a 2 days workshop. The following day, it will be from 10 until 1 o'clock. In V475, I'm sure that area, the construction will be through, because for the 2 days, the venue is for V475. We'll see the first, how does the first day goes. Though it's the second day is from 10 to 1. We've been allowed to go until around 3 o'clock. We'll see how it goes. If we are happy about the first day, and then we can always utilize those few hours. And you know, yesterday we were supposed to have finished with the sitters. Now we have given the sitters the 21st of this coming month of August. The 21st of August. That will be the continuation of those hearings of sitters. We are seeing four sitters. And then on the 28th, it will be a preparatory meeting for public hearing. I'm just giving you these dates, but you'll get a program. Preparatory meeting for public hearings on the workshop, the 28th, if you can. We can be ready for the 28th. We'll see who to, not only the researchers, but maybe Ntate Manye from the commission. Then from there, it will be the 4 days I spoke about of the public hearing. And then from there, we'll have a workshop on guidelines on evaluation of annual reports, because that it's not just for the chairperson, but we should all have that workshop. It will be in September, the 18th of September. Though it clashes with the days of People's Parliament, we will see if we will be asked maybe to reschedule that date. And the minutes will, the adoption of minutes will be the last one in our program, the 21st of September. So it will be adoption of minutes, also the adoption of the fourth term program. A program which is really time and again being disturbed by the program of Parliament. Those are the dates that we can please try and prioritize. I'm saying this because we once said we need to visit these places like the NEDLAG, CMA, DTLA. We're supposed to have visited that. So we need to, we can't just have an oversight on these people, but not visiting to look at what they are doing. But we'll try. As I already said, this programming committee really, they are not doing justice to us. But anyway, members, if there isn't anything, thank you for coming, and also Madam from PGM. This is your first time attending this meeting. I don't know the lady at the back there. Maybe you can introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Amanda Hughes. I'm one of the researchers. I'm here on behalf of Mr. Billy Steve, just to make sure that he keeps abreast with the arrangements so that he can attend next time. He did apologize.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for coming. And the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.